When people picture martial arts, karate is often the first image that comes to mind. The white uniform, the sharp punches, the loud shouts, and the disciplined movements have become part of popular culture around the world. But there is a large difference between what looks impressive in a dojo and what actually works when someone is threatening your safety. This article is part of our ongoing series evaluating 11 martial arts through a practical self-defense lens. Our goal is not to praise or dismiss any single discipline, but to give you honest information you can use to protect yourself and your family. In this installment, we take a close look at karate. We cover where it came from, how its techniques function, and where it lands in our ranking of the 11 arts. Whether you are a beginner considering your first class or a seasoned survivalist looking to fill gaps in your training, this breakdown will help you decide if karate belongs in your personal defense plan. Fair warning. No art in this series is harder to rank, because no art in this series varies so wildly from one dojo to the next. What is karate? Origins and core principles. Karate is a striking-based martial art that focuses on punches, kicks, knee strikes, elbow strikes, and open-hand techniques. The name itself means empty hand, which points to its core identity as a system of fighting without weapons. To understand whether it works for modern self-defense, it helps to first understand where it came from and what it was originally built to do. Okinawan roots and Japanese evolution. Karate began on the island of Okinawa, which is now part of Japan. Centuries ago, Okinawan people blended local fighting methods with influences from Chinese martial arts brought over through trade. During periods when weapons were restricted, unarmed combat skills became especially valuable for personal protection. This practical need shaped early karate into a system designed to end a threat quickly. In the early 1900s, karate spread from Okinawa to mainland Japan, where it became more organized and standardized. Instructors introduced ranking systems, uniforms, and formal schools. Over time, karate grew into a global activity practiced by millions and even became an Olympic sport. This evolution helped it reach the world. It also pushed some styles toward competition and away from the raw self-defense that produced it. Karate is one of the few arts on this list that was genuinely built for street violence and then partly trained out of it. Major styles and their differences. Karate is not a single method. It includes several major styles, each with its own flavor and focus. Shotokan is one of the most widely practiced styles. It emphasizes long, powerful stances and strong linear strikes, and it is known for precision and clean technique. Goju Ryu mixes hard and soft movements. It uses close-range techniques, circular motions, and breathing control, making it feel more grounded and practical for tight spaces. Kyokushin is a full-contact style famous for tough conditioning and hard sparring. Practitioners strike each other with real force, which builds durability and realistic fighting experience. Remember this name. It carries most of the weight in the ranking section below. Wado Ryu blends karate with elements of Japanese jiu-jitsu. It focuses on body movement, evasion, and redirecting attacks rather than meeting force with force. Core principles. Across all styles, karate rests on a few shared principles. Students train strikes and blocks until the movements become automatic. Stances provide balance and power. Kata, which are set patterns of movements, teach technique and form. Beyond the physical, karate places heavy emphasis on discipline, respect, focus, and self-control. These values are part of what makes it appealing. They are also worth examining honestly when the goal is surviving an attack, because none of them will stop a fist. How karate techniques work in a real fight? Understanding karate on paper is one thing. Knowing how it performs when someone is trying to hurt you is another. Real violence is fast, chaotic, and stressful. Attackers do not wait their turn or follow rules. Primary techniques. Karate's toolkit centers on striking. Punches are delivered with speed and repetition, often aimed at the head and body. Kicks range from quick front kicks to powerful roundhouse and side kicks. Many styles also include knee strikes and elbow strikes, which are especially useful at close range where real fights often happen. Stances give the fighter stability and generate force, allowing a smaller person to hit surprisingly hard. One of karate's real strengths is distance management. Trained practitioners learn to control the space between themselves and an opponent, striking from range and pulling back before a counterattack lands. Speed and timing are heavily developed, and a well-placed strike can stop an attacker fast. Training methods. Karate uses three main training tools. Kata are solo pattern drills that build memory and form. Repetition drills sharpen individual techniques through thousands of practice reps. Kumite is sparring, where students test their skills against a partner. The value of all of it depends on how the third one is done. In schools where kumite is light and point-based, students may never feel what a real hit is like or how to react under pressure. In full-contact schools like Kyokushin, sparring is intense and much closer to actual combat. This difference matters more than the style name on the door, more than the lineage, and more than anything the instructor tells you about the art's history. Strengths under pressure. When karate training includes hard, realistic sparring, several things hold up well in an attack. Fast striking can create openings to escape. Powerful kicks and punches can drop an aggressor. The discipline and repetition build confidence and quick reactions, which help fight the freeze response many people experience during a violent encounter. Honest limitations. Karate has clear gaps. It offers very little grappling, no meaningful clinch work, and no ground fighting. If an attacker tackles you or the fight goes to the floor, a pure karate practitioner is somewhere he has never been. Many schools focus on sport scoring rather than survival, which trains habits that do not fit a real assault. Formal stances and pulled punches create a false sense of ability, and a false sense of ability is more dangerous than none, because it removes the instinct to run. Against a larger, aggressive, or armed attacker, these weaknesses become serious. Karate can be effective, but only when trained realistically and combined with an awareness of what it does not cover. Where karate ranks among the 11. Among the 11 martial arts we evaluate for self-defense, karate ranks 8th. That placement comes with the largest asterisk in this series. A karateka from a dojo with hard, regular sparring will handle himself better than most people on this list. A karateka from a dojo built on kata and point sparring will not handle himself at all. Both wear the same belt. Our ranking has to describe the average, and the average is 8th. Against judo. Judo/post/judo for self-defense, sits one place above karate, and the trait is stark. Karate can hit and judo cannot. Not a punch, not an elbow, not a knee. On paper this should end the argument. It does not, because of a question karate cannot answer for itself. Has this particular karateka ever hit something that hit back? Judo has no such ambiguity. Every judoka on earth has been thrown by someone bigger, has fought off a pin while exhausted, and has lost repeatedly to a person genuinely trying to beat him. Randori is not optional and it cannot be faked. That certainty is worth more than a strike that may or may not have been pressure tested, because in a real encounter the strike you have never thrown at a resisting person is a strike you may not throw at all. A karateka who lands first wins. Getting there is the only part karate wins, and half the dojos in the world never taught their students how. Against Kung Fu. Kung Fu, slash post slash Kung Fu for self-defense, sits one place below karate, and the two arts fail in remarkably similar ways. Both are enormous families rather than single systems. Both contain schools that produce hard, capable fighters and schools that produce beautiful choreography. In both, the building matters more than the style. Karate takes the higher spot for one reason, and it is not technique. Full contact karate exists, it is widespread, and an ordinary person can find it. Kyokushin and its descendants spar hard, hit hard, and get hit, and a beginner searching in most cities can locate one within a reasonable drive. Kung Fu's equivalent is Sanda, and it is comparatively rare outside China. The technique is not worse. The odds are worse. Karate ranks above Kung Fu because realistic, resisting sparring is easier to find, and the average student is the one who benefits. Against Krav Maga? Krav Maga, slash post slash Krav Maga for self-defense, sits at the top of our ranking, and it exposes what karate's evolution cost it. Both arts were born from real violence. Okinawans developed karate because they were forbidden weapons and needed to survive without them. Imi Lichtenfeld built Krav Maga while defending his neighborhood from organized mobs. Same origin, same problem. The difference is what happened next. Krav Maga stayed pointed at the parking lot. Karate acquired a scoreboard, a uniform, and eventually an Olympic medal, and each of those things pulled a little more of the survival out of it. Krav Maga has no kata. It has never needed one. What karate offers that many Krav Maga schools do not is a full contact branch where students actually get hit every week. Kyokushin students know things about themselves that a Krav Maga student from a demonstration school has never had to learn. The verdict. Karate can be a solid foundation for self-defense, and it is not a complete answer on its own. Its value depends almost entirely on how and where you train, and 8th place is the honest average of a range that runs from formidable to useless. Should you train karate? WHO should train karate. Karate suits people who value discipline, structure, and long-term skill building. It is excellent for developing striking power, timing, focus, and confidence. It works well for younger students, families, and anyone who wants a martial art that also builds character and mental strength. For a survivalist focused on being fully prepared, the striking skills and mental discipline are genuine assets. How to maximize its effectiveness? Choose a school that includes hard, realistic sparring rather than light point fighting. Full contact styles such as Kyokushin build the toughness and pressure testing that matter most. Watch a class before you enroll. If nobody is ever hit, you are learning choreography, and choreography does not care whether you survive. Because karate lacks grappling, the smartest move is to supplement it. Adding a grappling art covers the ground fighting gap that a pure striker cannot fill. Scenario-based training, which practices realistic situations like surprise attacks or defending in tight spaces, also helps bridge the distance between the dojo and the street. Together, these additions turn karate from a partial system into a well-rounded defense skill set. Where mixed martial arts fits. No single martial art covers every range of a real attack. Karate gives you strong strikes and genuine mental discipline, when trained hard. What it does not give you is grappling, or any guarantee that your school trains realistically at all. An attacker does not care which discipline you chose. A real altercation moves between striking range, clinch range, and the ground without asking permission. This is the reason the most capable defenders cross-train. Mixed martial arts is not a 12th style competing with the 11 for a spot on our list. It is the recognition that these arts were never meant to be exclusive choices. For karate, cross-training does something specific. It settles the question the dojo cannot. Roll with a grappler once and you will know within 5 minutes whether your stances survive contact with a person who wants your hips. Spar with a boxer and you will learn whether your hands are as fast as your instructor said. The techniques were often fine. The certainty was missing. Choose the art that fits your body, your schedule, and the school you can actually get to. Build a foundation. Then start filling the gaps. Karate earns a respectable place among the martial arts for self-defense, and it is not a complete system by itself. Its striking power, speed, and discipline are real advantages, especially when trained in a full-contact school. Its main weaknesses are the absence of grappling and the enormous gap in training quality between dojos. Treat karate as a strong striking foundation and pair it with grappling and scenario-based practice to cover its blind spots. Then find out whether your dojo is one of the good ones, because on that single question rests everything this article has said. For the prepared individual, karate is a worthwhile skill when approached honestly. Approach it any other way and the belt around your waist will tell you a story that a stranger in a parking lot will not.